At St Michael's Church in the centre of Melbourne, candles were lighted for each of the 8 people killed as they worked in a Queen Street City office block 30 years ago today. The 8 were all young people, but they came from different walks of life. Australia Post Executive General Manager Chris Blake slowly began reading out their names.
Judith Ann Morris, 19. Julie Faye McBean, 20.
Julie McBean's mother, Irene McBean, was there to honour her daughter and spoke afterwards of what has been lost.
Look at what would have been, and you just go on. But I've got a lovely family supporting me, and that's the main thing.
Her daughter was one of those working at Australia Post's Melbourne headquarters at the time when gunman Frank Vitkovic stormed the building. He went on an indiscriminate shooting rampage before smashing through a window and plunging to his death on the footpath below. Melbourne City Councillor Philip Liu told the service what he did was an act of pure evil.
The 8th of December will forever remain a dark and harrowing day in our city's history, an ultimate sacrifice that will never be forgotten.
Australia Post worker Michael Halloran, who was in the building on another floor, said there has been continuing trauma for those who survived the mayhem. He told listeners, it continues today.
At least one individual has never returned to work. For those who are injured, both physically and mentally, the road to recovery has been long and hard.
Paul Sharp has released a tribute song and video to his mother, Marianne Van Eyck, who died in the shooting. It is titled simply, Too Young.
Yeah, like, it's still so surreal, you know. It seems like yesterday at times and a lifetime ago and others, but once the news started breaking, we were, sitting there at the table in hope, hoping for the best, because we spoke to her just 10 minutes beforehand and she was about to leave. But eventually we got the bad news, unfortunately.
It was a tragedy that at least helped set Australia on the path to enacting what are now internationally renowned gun laws. At the time, Melburnians were still reeling from the murders of 7 people in Hoddle Street just 4 months earlier. The 2 mass shootings prompted Victoria to tighten its firearm controls, but it was not until the Port Arthur massacre in Tasmania more than 8 years later that Australia's gun laws truly changed forever. The deaths of 35 people there brought the state and federal governments together to enforce uniform national legislation.